Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Ghoul Girls. We are back from our hiatus. Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Britt, and this is my co-host, Spooky Extraordinaire.
Spooky J
on the radio. We're back from our little mini hiatus, and just want to say thank you guys, everyone who supported us in our mini hiatus. We really appreciate it, and we are back with a brand new episode and brand new stories and brand new spookiness. The title of this episode for tonight is called Curse Me Not, and it's about curses galore.
Sorry, a lot of curses. My cat's talking to me.
I heard, and the cat was like, yeah, I'm gonna curse you. Mm-hmm. Your cat's trying to curse us.
Yeah, well, you know, Oliver has that effect on people.
Before we get started, there's a couple people that I want to give a little thank you shout out for, everyone that actually supported us. There's a couple of people that I have in particular in mind that have really just been giving us like a lot of support through Instagram, Twitter, you know, writing to us, and guys have been really good. Thank you. Amanda, she's really cool on our Instagram. She's always sending us really positive comments. We really appreciate it, Amanda. Thank you. Another one I have is Rafa, who actually gave me some really good stories to be telling on one of our bonus episodes. So thank you for that. And a special shout out to Carlos and his wife, because thank you for your guys' support. We really appreciate it. Thank you to everyone who left us really good reviews on iTunes. We're very happy. Thank you very much.
You guys are so sweet. Thank you.
You guys
It's awesome. It helps a lot.
It does help a lot. It does. It really does. We really appreciate it. First things first, do we have any updates? We are sending out the stickers. Sorry, we had a lot of things to take care of in our personal lives, but the stickers are going to be sent out tomorrow, so just bear with us. I mean, I don't know when you guys will hear the update for this episode. Most likely we'll be posting it on Thursday.
Hopefully by then stickers are out.
Yeah,
that's the idea. Yeah, they'll be there. You'll get them. No worries.
It'll be out. We promise.
I love it.
Sorry, I'm also any other updates we want to give out? We are on Patreon now, so if you guys want to check us out on there.
I have an update.
Oh, what's your update, Jess?
Brittany got a new puppy.
Yes, actually, we did get a new puppy.
Okay, so you guys are going to love... Brittany comes up with the best names for her pets. You're going to love this one. It's very in theme for the season, right, Britt?
Yes, it's very in themed. I named my puppy Junko.
Ooh.
After the Japanese... Is it the Japanese ring?
Yeah.
Because it's Halloween.
Japanese horror films, man.
I love them. They're so great.
They're so good, but they take it to places that, like, I wasn't ready for. Like, I watched, what was it, Shudder? The Japanese version of that.
I loved Megumi.
Ring. I know. Oh, it's still with me.
My favorite one was one of, like, then, it was one of the, it was one of the episodes, or one of the movies of The Ring. I don't know if it's, like, the second or third one, where this lady gives birth to the girl from The Ring, and she's, like, crawling out of her vagina. I was like,
I remember watching that.
I was like, oh, my God, this is terrible.
But you know what? I've seen a couple of them, and I was actually pretty into them. Like, the Japanese version of Missed Call, or the Missed Call about the babysitter. The American version, it has, like, a babysitter. The Japanese version, she, like, finds a phone. It's, like, an iconic ringtone and stuff.
Yeah, okay. It's freaking creepy.
You know what? I'm open to it. If you guys have any Japanese horror films that you've seen and really liked, send them to me. I'm kind of in the mood
now. Them this way. Remember that really creepy one that our mother made us watch with the guy, and he, like, sewed up all the body parts of that one lady?
Ooh.
It was an old one. It was really, it's like the bride or something like that. I don't remember. Uh-huh. It was creepy though. It was creepy as fuck. Anyways, so back to the topic. Today's topic, curses. Jesse, do you know what a curse is?
I have so many on me. Like, so many put on me lately.
Our whole family is cursed. Like, legit.
I don't know who wronged who. If someone gave someone a stinky eye, like, I don't know what's going on, but essentially, curses. They will ruin you.
The, like, official kind of definition of a curse is a spell that's pretty much designed to cause a person harm or misfortune. Pretty much that's all it is. You know, you say a little spell, crush up some herbs, sacrifice a couple of goats to Satan, and all of a sudden you're cursing people, your enemy's hair's falling out, and all that fun stuff.
You know, on Etsy, you can buy curse kits that are already pre-made. Like, they send you the little pieces and everything.
Well, I love technology so much. Like, can you point me in the direction of these curse kits? I definitely do need them.
I'll send you the link.
Link me. Anyways, there were a bunch of curses that I really wanted to talk about, and I only had one subject to pick, so I was like,
was a hard topic. There were so many, like, historical curses and, like, cursed objects that I wanted to talk about, so it's kind of hard narrowing it down. Rituals of cursing.
I mean, I had, like, the Hungarian song, I had, like, the August curse in Russia, and it's just a lot of stuff. It was a lot of stuff, but Jessica, you're first up on our list of telling us what curses that you have for us. Also, happy Halloween, guys.
Yay.
I'm sorry. Before we start the curse episode, I have to tell you guys happy Halloween. Because this is, the first week of Halloween. It's a year-long event for us.
Yay. I'm into it. This is like, for me, it's like Halloween season in my head every single day of the year. But like now it's okay. Because it's official. We're in October. And I'm so happy to be an October baby. It's the best.
My dog totally just peed in front of me.
No.
And I can't stop because we're recording. This is how dedicated I am, guys.
Oh my gosh. Is Max there?
No. She just looked me in the eye and just peed. She's like, I know you're busy. You're not going to get up.
Yep.
This dog is Junko, man. Junko. Anyways, back onto the subject.
We're gonna edit that part out.
Are we really? We want our listeners to know our everyday lives of our dogs being crazy and our Jessica's cat meowing at random cursed objects and stuff. Anyways, back to the subject at hand, Jessica. Curse me. Tell me what you have for us today.
Well, not gonna curse you.
If we listen to this, we're not gonna get cursed, right?
You know what? Who knows? Let's give it a shot.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so, like I was saying earlier, I had tons of topics that I want to talk about. I mean, there's so many cool things about curses. Also kind of freaky, but historically, like, it runs deep. And also, like, cursed objects, things of that nature. Pretty cool, but I narrowed it down. So, this is called the Hazeburg Curse. So for you history buffs out there, you'll like this one. So the Hazeburg family / Wittelbask family, I probably totally butchered that name, but it's okay. They're a family that dates back into history, and they've had different instances of, like, curse-like happenings, and by that I mean mostly things like accidents and deaths and cases of insanity that really happened around, like, the 19th century, but has been aged back since, like, the mid-1800s. So, two theories about how this curse first started. The Hazeburg curse allegedly started when the curse was uttered by an older countess named Caroline Coralie.
That's actually a really nice name.
Yeah, sorry. I was looking at that too. Caroline Coralie. Coralie.
Really rolls off the tongue, right, Jess?
Oh, yeah. Caroline Coralie. Anyway.
Go.
Caroline Countess, gotta give her a proper name there. Countess Caroline Coralie, whose 18-year-old son was actually executed because he was participating in what was called the Hungarian National Uprising, and this happened in 1848. So at that time, the Hungarians were actually trying to break away from the Austro-Hungarian Empire. So it was a really big thing during that time. Her son had joined the uprising and he was executed. That's, like, the main thing to take away from this. So, allegedly, the Countess, when it all had happened and in so much of her anguish, pain, and grief, all of that emotion, they said she called out to them and she cursed them. So, allegedly, this is what she said. heaven and hell to blast the happiness of the emperor, to strike him through those that he loved, to wreck his life and ruin his children. Essentially, she's saying, fuck this guy. I hope his family is cursed too.
Yeah, are you sure we're not part of that family, Jessica?
You know what? I don't think so, because they're from, like, Hungary and Spain and all that stuff.
Well, maybe. We're from Norway. I'm just saying, we have a really big cursed family, so...
Don't do this to me, Brittany. Don't make me question who I am. It's scary. Oh, don't do that.
I'm so sorry. Anyway. Okay, go. Tell me more about this cursed family.
I know, like, heaven and hell to blast the happiness of the emperor, to strike him through those that he loved, to wreck his life and his children. This is a curse. Like, that's everything you want in a curse. From heaven and hell to strike out this guy's happiness, the emperor who ordered the execution of her son. And to not just hurt him and his happiness, but to go through everyone that he's ever loved, to wreck his life and to ruin the lives of his children. And not just his children, but like his children's children. So but, this is a family curse. They call this a genetic curse. But what were you saying?
But you have to think about, like, she lost her son. Like, and all he was doing was trying to protect his home.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying, like, she's a bad person. That's badass to have the power to curse an entire family. Like, well, shit. That's cool. Sorry, I'm not good at picking sides. I admire her.
I do too. I mean, like, you know what?
Yeah. You know what? In that situation, live yeah. Curse you, bro.
I'll yeah. curse you, bro.
Curse you, bro. All
right, continue.
Hashtag curse you, bro. So, 1843, I think, was when he died. When he was executed. And it's insane, because if you look at the history of this family, and more specifically their family tree, you'll see, like, eerily how all of these different people have met either, like, unexpected early ends, or are murdered or kill themselves, or they've been driven mad, like, mad, crazy mad. And
misfortune all around.
Totally. So I'm going to give you some examples. Some of them are even names you might know.
Okay, go roll it out.
Are you ready? Tune into your 1 year
to my inner history buff. Here we go.
And focus, okay? So, Maximilian von Habsburg, which is the Habsburg family. So, Maximilian von Habsburg, Elizabeth's brother-in-law, Emperor of Mexico, was shot by revolutionaries. And for the Elizabeth that you don't know, this is going to be Empress Elizabeth of Austria and Hungary.
Okay.
So, she's a Wittelsbacher, which is that other family that I was talking about, but she married a Habsburger, which is part of the same family. Because, if you didn't know this, the Habsburgs are that family that's super, super famous for being inbred.
Oh, gross. Yeah,
so this is the family that has that protruding underbite, and their head's kind of shaped like a lima bean.
A lima bean?
Yeah. And one of them was so, like, he was born with such bad inbreeding that they think he was mentally ill, and he had such a bad protruding underbite that he couldn't really talk, so they didn't let him be, like, emperor or let him have status in Spain. Like, this is how crazy that was.
That sounds really disgusting. So not only
are they inbred, but they're cursed. And I don't know if they're cursed for being inbred.
Who knows? Probably.
Anyway, so Elizabeth's brother-in-law, Emperor of Mexico, was shot by revolutionaries. Next one. Maria von Wittelsbach, which is that other part of the family. So that's Elizabeth's sister, Queen of Queen of Naples, went mad. Like, she lost her mind. And she fell out of power. King Ludwig of Bavaria, so that's going to be Elizabeth's cousin from the Empress of Hungary and Austria, he actually went mad and he drowned. That's how he died. And then the Duchess of Felisson, which is Elizabeth's sister, the closest pair, she was caught by fire and she was burned.
Huh.
Yeah. That's not just like, oh, she died of old age. It's like, no, she burned. None of these guys. She definitely
got it.
It's like, oh, peaceful, pass away in your sleep. Or they got sick and they passed away. Like, all of these people met super untimely, super unfortunate.
Very unfortunate.
Or they went mad. And those were the type of ends that they had.
That's really sad.
So for Maximilian I of Mexico, his younger brother was Joseph I of Austria. So those two were connected.
Oh,
so
wow.
Basically, Maximilian was sent off to Mexico because they wanted him to kind of like reign over there. But in Mexico, in like the mid-1800s, it was not nice. So, you know, he only had his reign for 3 years before he was murdered. And then in 1867, because of all the stuff that was going on, he was shot. And Elizabeth herself, the one that I was talking about, she was actually murdered by anarchists in 1898. And so they're saying that all because they were connected to that beginning guy from the Habsburg family, and when the Countess verbally, like, let out that curse, this is, like, the result of all of it. And this is the part that, like, really was like, oh shit, I know about this family, was because Elizabeth's son, his name was Prince Rudolf, he would have been the future emperor of that Austro-Hungary, like, empire. But instead, he actually committed double suicide with his lover. So him and his lover murdered themselves in 1889 so they wouldn't rule. And hey, that's untimely, that's tragic, and all, like I said, connected to the curse.
God, why is everyone dying? Like, you couldn't have told me a curse about them getting, like, money or something like that? Like,
honey, that wouldn't be a curse, that'd be a blessing.
Yeah, you're right. I guess my definition of curse is all fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, that's fucked up. Imagine, like, losing all your whole family all to because, you know, a couple of your granddaddies, you know, killed some dude.
That's some shit. I know. And so, like, this is, like, what I was saying. This is what made me realize, like, I knew about this family. So after Elizabeth's son and his girlfriend killed each other before he became emperor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before all of that, he didn't even have a son because he was so young. He didn't have a son yet, so there's no successor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was actually passed to the emperor's brother. And his name was Archduke Karl Ludwig of Austria. And his issue, Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
So, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like the band.
Oh. No.
I'm kidding.
Oh, oh my God.
But it is a good band.
Did you see my face? We're Skyping each other. Like, my jaw dropped. I was like, are you kidding me right now?
This is my sister.
Okay, so for those of you who are out of the whole history loop, skipped World War I and II, Carl Ludwig died of, I think it was called like a typhoid or something. And Franz Ferdinand's assassination actually ignited the First World War in 1914.
Great band, though.
Franz Ferdinand's assassination in 1914 sparked the First World War, and he's connected to a cursed family. Hello? Connections?
Like, hello, this fucking people started the First World War. Thank you for us having nuclear weapons now. Thanks, man.
Shit. Do you think that Countess, like, knew? Do you think she was like, I'm gonna curse him, and then I'm gonna send the world into its First World War?
Yeah, dude. Oh my God, a woman started World War I. Don't tell the Menemist.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Is it? Menemist?
I'm not even gonna waste the time saying it.
Oh.
So, with all of that being said, that's only the first theory. Brittany, that's only the first theory.
There's this more shitty theories?
There is more theories.
Hit me with the next one. Hit me with your best shot.
Okay, so this is all still about the Habsburg family and everything that they're known for, which mostly they're known for that weird condition that they have with that lower jaw protruding.
Yeah, because they're incestual.
Yeah, and did you know because of, like, all the incest, they have a high rate of infant mortality?
I kind of figured that.
Yeah, it's nuts. Like, half of these people, the way that they were painted, they're not even supposed to look that way. Like, the painting's, like, a gentler version of what they actually look like.
It's like, they're like, wow, you're really ugly. Let's see if we can fix that.
Oh, dude. They were ugly. And I don't mean that, like, oh, just because we mean, like, because of incest, their faces would swell.
They would have severe pain. Maybe they had to do incest because no one wanted to be in a relationship with them because they were so
ugly. It's because they thought they'd have more power if they all just boned each other.
Oh.
And it was gross. Okay. I mean, they have, like I was saying, they have, like, literal pain. Every single, their life was pain. Their jaws would, you know, hold. Their teeth and gums would swell. Their face would swell. Jaw deformities. Can't even eat. They can't even speak. Like, okay, I'm getting a little ahead of myself.
Okay.
But what I wanted to say was the second curse actually doesn't have much to do with, you know, what they did with, like, each other, but more of what they did to birds.
Birds.
To birds.
I fucking hate birds, so I hope this family did something really good. I do not like birds.
No, I like birds.
You don't own any birds, so no, you don't like them.
Oh, I used to have birds.
I remember.
Let's not talk about that. Okay, so the second curse actually dates back older than what the Countess had cursed on the family. And it's all about the birds. Just all about birds. Yes. But not like little canaries, not like little finches. They fucked with ravens.
Oh, no.
With ravens. So the curse is rumored to have started out when the great-great-great-great ancestors of the Habsburgs actually went ahead and slaughtered all of the ravens that lived in their home castle. And what they were supposed to do was they actually had, I think it was like some kind of shrine that was, or like sanctuary that was supposed to be for the ravens. And this family went in, the Habsburg family went in and did some like renovations.
Renovations.
And, yeah, the rumor is the ravens didn't like the renovations. Oh my god, drinking
they game. They renovated?
They renovated. Ghoul Girls drinking game. Go ahead and take a shot.
There they you renovated. Go. You're gonna be fucked up by the end.
Mm-hmm. They renovated the sanctuary, and the ravens did not like that. They would attack the family on site. They would go after them, and it's often said that ravens are a bit supernatural. That they occur before family members die, occur before disasters, and they even the ravens are nuts. Just gonna stop and put that out there real quick. But allegedly, and it's a big rumor, that there were actually ravens that appeared right before Marie Antoinette's execution.
And oh, you know what? I did hear about that.
Yeah, and it said that she's related to that family. Isn't that nuts?
That is pretty scary.
Because this used to be a really powerful family. Super powerful. A whole dynasty. And then they inbred. And that eventually, after I think it was like 16 generations, they couldn't like... couldn't keep going, and they were all too fucked up to do anything. But anyway, they fucked with the wrong bird, and don't the ravens, fuck with ravens. Yeah, and because of that, the ravens are the reason for this curse. And it was only when Franz Joseph died in 1916, barely 100 years ago, that the ravens actually left the castle forever. So they think that after all of this time, the ravens eventually exhausted the curse, and it just kind of lifted. Yeah, so there's a lot of people think that the family now, because, I mean, the female line of the family is still going, you know, even though all of the males died off, but the female line is still going, the ones that were connected. So okay. They say that there's no, like, curse left for them, that it kind of, you know, Ashton flew away. But
flew away.
For those of you who did not know about the Habsburg family, you actually know a lot more about them than you think. Because they are all up in history. They had hands in Mexico. They had hands over here in Hungary, in Austria. Like, connections, man. That's how the world worked back then. But I hope you enjoyed it.
Connection.
I thought this family had a lot of deep, dark secrets. And if you want to know more, I highly suggest looking into it. Because this is just a piece of it.
They sound pretty dysfunctional and crazy.
Makes you appreciate your own family.
I do appreciate my own family. I love them very much. They're not crazy, rich, psycho, cursed people. I mean, we are a little cursed, but, you know, we get by. We get by.
Hey, a family without incest sounds like a good family to me.
I feel like that should be, we should put that on a bumper sticker.
I hope they know that I'm the family without incest.
I hope so too. They'd be like, man, this person must really hate incest.
Yeah, but I hope you guys enjoy it. Definitely look into it. I mean, I loved it. I loved researching this whole thing for you guys. There's also newspaper clippings because it didn't happen that long ago, so you can actually find it through newspapers.
I like newspaper clippings.
Me too. All right, Brady. Apart from weird, incest, cursed families, what do you have for us to speak?
I actually have for you guys a type of cursing, or like a ritual cursing and stuff like that.
Ooh, take notes, everyone. Get your notebooks out. Get a pen ready. Here we go.
So I'm also going to totally butcher the name of this because I'm really bad at pronouncing stuff. Like, everyone tells me this. I'm so sorry. Bear with me. I listened to it on Google like 6 times and it still didn't even like help. Because they give you a translation in, like, a robotic voice. I'm like, yo, dude, I don't need a robotic voice telling me how to pronounce this word. I need someone really telling me. So, what it's called is called the Kuradacha? Kuradacha? It's pretty much a ritual from Australia in an aboriginal culture.
Oh, wow.
It originates from the Arinets people, and it's the art of bone pointing.
Ooh, so, like people bones?
People bones. Or people sometimes bones. They do substitute other, like, animals and stuff. But pretty much bone pointing is the idea that death would result from having a bone pointed at the victim. So it's like a big ritual. Like, if someone did you wrong, you're going to point a fucking bone at them and people are going to die.
Honey, the neighbor parked in front of my house again. Go get me my bone. I got to point at him.
And the cool thing about this is that in Australia, doctors and nurses are actually trained on how to handle bone pointing.
Oh, so, you know what? I think I've heard of this. That's really cool. Keep going. It's sounding familiar.
Yeah. So pretty much they train doctors and nurses in Australia on how to deal with when a patient comes in with these symptoms. The symptoms from bone pointing include listlessness. They're very apathetic. They refuse to drink or eat. They also, like, suffer from cold sweats, delusions. They're very, very in and out of it, you know, almost like they're in a dream. And then the following days, like, towards the end, they start to suffer really bad, immense pain, and then they die.
Oh, shit. That's so crazy. So it results in death.
It results in death. Yeah, this is one curse you don't want to fuck with. So, pretty much, I'm really scared of bone pointing. Like, I can't even imagine someone, like, I don't want to get cursed, and I don't want to go to Australia and get cursed. But, you know, it actually happens a lot nowadays. So, like, we have all these nurses and doctors that are being trained to handle a patient that was subjected to this. Certain experts say that they think it's, like, maybe, like, the power of suggestion. Like, if someone tells you enough times, oh, you're being cursed, you're going to start thinking that you're cursed. Which is one of the explanations that they give for the bone pointing ritual. They pretty much call it also, it's also known as a voodoo death. So, pretty much this one, it does result in death. I have a couple of examples of bone cursing incidents that actually took place. The first one happened in 1953, and it had been to an Aboriginal man, and his name was Kinkinja. I don't think I'm pronouncing that right, but that was his name, Kinkinja. And he was taken to an hospital in Australia, and he was suffering from, like, all the signs I'm talking about, you know, listlessness. You know, he was going in and out of consciousness, and he was just not having it. I felt really bad when I was reading the article about him. So what ended up happening, that he hadn't been poisoned, so they checked his poison. He didn't have any bodily harm to him, but, like, for 4 days they said he had such bad agony and pain. Like, this guy,
man, that's, yeah, tough.
Dude, like, he didn't have anything wrong with him physically. Like, he was fine. He looked okay. He was just suffering from this, like, really bad pain, and he wasn't eating, and he was just kind of, like, delusional. And they said by the fifth day, he died from bone pointing. That's actually the cause of death, bone pointing.
Like, that's going to be written on his death certificate?
Yep. Bone pointing.
Holy shit. And it's, okay, so they don't make contact with the bones. There's no way there's any, like, poison or kind of, like, fluid on it. They literally just have a ritual with this bone and then point it at someone?
Yep, pretty much.
Holy shit. That's nuts.
Yes. So this is actually the next story that I found. It's written in an article from The Times on November 15th, 1956. And the name of the article was Baby Victim of Evil Spirit, the Aboriginal Story. So Adeline, November 14th, which is the day before, a strange case of witchcraft is reported from Ann Creek, 620 miles west of Adeline, which had recently been the scene of a Corroborus attended by 200 Aboriginals from a number of tribes. So if you guys don't know what a Corroborus is, it's pretty much like a gathering of like a bunch of people, and they do like spiritual dances, and like it's pretty much some people think it could be like cursing, or some people think it could be like a tribal get together. But continuing on, police from Marie, 180 miles from Ann Creek, were on their way to investigate the death of a 10-month-old child. The child's mother, she was 20 at the time, claimed that her son was the victim of a kuradaicha, or evil man spirit, otherwise known as bone pointing. She also claims that her nephew at the age of 14, who was taken to the hospital at Port Augustine in Australia, was another victim of the kuradaicha, and that she herself is like under a sentence of death for having watched the kuradaicha. The boy who is reported to be under like the influence of bone pointing and stuff. So that one happened in 1956.
That's intense. And that's not even that, I mean, it's a long time ago, but it's not really that long ago.
In the 50s.
Yeah. You would think that they would have, like, there's advanced medicine enough at that time to understand like what's going on too.
So they say.
Ooh.
This other one, like, I was reading about, there was this woman who, she was an elder from this tribe in off of Fraser Island, which is Australia. And these dingoes supposedly, like, attacked these three children and murdered and killed them. The lady, Mally Clark, was actually, like, she was, I guess she had raised the dingo, one of the dingoes named Inky, since he was a little puppy, right? So these group of like villagers went to go hunt the dingo because they think that it ate. I hate to say the dingo ate my baby, but
I was waiting for you this whole time to say it. Oh my god, it's been in the back of my head. I'm like, if she's not gonna say it, I'm gonna say it.
So like, go ahead. Okay. So she was very like, you know, she's really protective of these dingoes or whatever. So she said, and this is her quote, her own personal quote. The day they call my Inky, the bone will be pointed. Which is, she's referring to the Aboriginal tradition of bone pointing for a ritual for vengeance or punishment. So to this day, people still use that as a, you know, as a way to threaten people. You know, pretty much it's the ritual of like an executioner. You know, it's what people use to kind of scare you and, you know, maybe even curse you to have a very, very bad death, which is not bueno. We don't want that.
That does not sound fun.
Yeah, it's really terrible. But there's like a lot of cases of people who've suffered from like the symptoms and passed away. It's like a lot. Like, it's pretty crazy how like well documented these cases are of bone pointing, that they have to legit have a freaking nurses and doctors trained on how to handle receiving these kind of patients from, like, you know, hospitals and stuff like that. Before anything, I wanted to give you, like, what I wanted to kind of describe, like, the bone pointing weapon that or it's not really a weapon, but like the ritual that they do. So the bone is used from kangaroo. It can be used from an emu or preferably human.
That's I'm just gonna say, a bone from a kangaroo or an emu is totally Australian. That's Australian core to core.
That is such an Australian thing to have a kangaroo bone. Oh my god, that's so strange. I didn't even think about that until you said it.
I just heard it and I was like, that's what I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, accurate. Okay, so the length is usually between 6 inches to 9.
That's what she said.
That is what Sorry. She said. Go Most ahead. Of the time it's on the 6 inch. Anyway, the bones are shaved similar to like long needles. So they're, you know, very like fine pointed at the end. They're rounded at the end with usually its hair attached through a hole in the bone. It has to be charged by a powerful psychic during a psychic energy ritual. And it's, get this, this is the most fucked up part. It's kept secret from the women in the tribe.
What?
So women aren't allowed to bone point.
Okay. Sorry. I had a long pause because I was going to make a dirty joke. I was going to say, well, they don't have any bones to point. But then I was like, that's inappropriate. Now I think it's funny. But yeah. Hey, that's shady. I think I'd be very good at it.
I think I would be good at it. But then again, okay, I'm like, I curse a lot of people daily. Can you imagine if I knew how to bone point? Like, everyone around me would be dying.
Oh.
I would be like, fuck you. Why are you cutting me off? I'm on my period. I'm having a bad week. I am so upset right now.
You would, I think it's, what's the quote? With great power comes great responsibility. And you'd be like, that guy looked at me dirty. And then like.
Kangaroos would be extinct
by the time we're done. You twiddle your fingers and yeah. You know, point your bone and they'd be out of there. You keep it in. I could see you keep it in the. I could see you keeping it in the glove compartment of your car and be like, God damn it. And point your boy. Let's go. Your bone.
Decked out in all tribal gear, but it would be like my own tribal gear. So it would be just like my really nice cosplay. You know?
Oh my gosh.
I'm a weep, guys. I'm so sorry. Anyways. So where was I? Pretty much, okay. So women are not allowed to bone point, where women are never allowed to have any fun, like as per usual. Pretty much the bones are given to the Kuradacha, which are actual ritual killers. That's what they're called. They hunt usually in pairs of three. So they're kind of like a little wolf pack, you know, not a lone wolf, but they go into three and they hunt and they never stop. Until the person is cursed. Ooh.
You know what? I admire Aboriginal culture and history. Like, it's intense to live in Australia and have to, like... Oh, man.
They have giant spiders.
I could see why they need bone pointing. Australia
is not to be fucked with.
Uh-uh. No way. Respect to you guys from down under.
I don't know. Look. Anyways. Once the person is caught, they point the... The candela, the victims are frozen with fear, and then they chant, and they chant, and they chant some more. The hunters then return to the village, and the ritual is then burned, so they do like their little cleansing and stuff like that. So that's pretty much like the whole premise of bone pointing. I don't recommend you guys bone pointing because it looks really crazy. I was looking up like pictures of like bone pointing and stuff like that, and like most of the time everyone's naked, so yeah, I'm not really down to be bone pointing.
Sounds like Burning Man.
But the way that the bones look that they carve, they look really cool. Like, they're kind of scary. Like, at the same time, I think I would be really scared and frozen in fear if some guy like started pointing like a human bone at me. You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's with, right? You know, that's something I think that you can safely say that you'd be afraid of.
Okay. I mean, as long as it's...
It checks just, out, yeah. You know.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention, another person who was actually in 2014, Native Australians, like, disagreed with the Prime Minister of Australia's policies. His name was John Howard, and they started bone pointing at him.
Ooh, did anything happen?
No, he's still alive. But I just thought it was so funny because I'm like, I know there's a couple people that I want to bone point, you know, that's like not gonna say our president because, you know, the FBI is listening. FBI agent John, who's listening to my podcast right now, 5-star review, okay, baby? Anyways, it's just, like, a really cool thing that they just, like, started bone pointing at the fucking Prime Minister of Australia. Like, these people don't give a shit, man.
That's funny. That's really... Oh, you know what it reminds me of? Not to get too political, I'm just, like, pointing something out, but you know when they elected Trump and then a bunch of witches hexed him?
Oh, Lana Del Rey, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember seeing that and being like, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
I remember that. I remember that.
Mad respect to witches conjuring worldwide.
That's pretty cool. Sick. I remember that. I still follow that. That story of people cursing Donald Trump. I don't know. There's a lot of, like, cool and interesting curses that are out there. I was actually debating about doing this one or the, like, Hungarian suicide song. I don't know if you guys have ever heard it. Billie Holiday actually did a really good cover of it. But for that one, it was, like, really depressing. And I was just like, I don't want to do a depressing story. Let's just do bone pointing.
Let's just point our bones.
And then there were so many jokes that I could make with bone pointing, like... Is that a bone in your pocket? Are you just happy to see me? Or not happy because you're cursing me? Dun-dun-dun. That was gold right there. That was gold. Anyways, so that is our cursed episode. If you guys listen to this episode and you feel a little bit cursed inside, Jessica actually does cleansing rituals. I'm going to throw that out there.
I'll give you my PayPal. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she'll give you your PayPal, or you can donate to our Ghoul Girls Calls Patreon. And Jessica, she actually does do that. I didn't even know this about her. She really surprised me. She's just like a little mini witch. She cleanses people. I curse people. If you guys need people to be cursed.
Slip into our DMs.
Look, I've actually entertained the idea of cursing people, but I don't think I have the heart to do it. Doesn't it come back tenfold?
No, the power of three. Do what you do to others, but, like, if you do something bad, expect something bad in return threefold.
What if they do something bad to me first?
I don't know. Well, karma, so. Karma. You don't want to do something bad back, because then something bad's going to happen to you. But if something bad happens, if someone does something bad to you, then bad things should be happening to them. I don't know. It's a whole thing. It's a big system. Anyway.
It's a big system.
I love this episode. I just want to say that I've been waiting for a cursed episode for ages, and I'm so glad we did it. Like,
I am too. I love, like, I always be reading, like, cursed places, and I mean, I don't really count haunted places as being cursed. I'm talking about, like, cursed. Like, you step on this land, you're gonna die. Oh, speaking of cursed places, we didn't even mention Bodhi.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, for those of you who don't know, in California, we have this old-ass ghost town named Bodhi. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the legend is that if you go to Bodhi, there's, like, nothing around for miles. Pure just relics of old buildings. I think it was, like, a mining town, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a mining town.
Miners have curses. You touch miners' gold? Boo! Mine shafts have curses.
Yeah, it's because, like, all the greed
and all of that crazy shit that goes on.
A lot of people died there too. The fucking cemetery is, like, filled.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you see Miner 49er from Scooby Doo?
Oh my god!
Curses.
That is so hilarious. Miner 49er. I am a 49ers fan, so. But yeah, like, they also have, like, that big book inside one of the gift shops, and it has letters of people who took things from Bodhi and ended up being, like, having really bad luck. So they send letters back to the ghost town and the staff members explaining, like, you know, we're sorry that we took this, we're sending it back, all this bad stuff started happening to me. It's like a really big ass fucking book.
Apparently, if you take something from Bodhi, whether it be, like, a piece of a building or wood, or something you find, like, on the ground, bottles, because you'll find that, right? Bottles and cans.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was, like, there's shit everywhere. There's a bunch of old nails, barbed wire. There's a lot of stuff. Nails. Like, it's really rich with history.
I've heard a lot of things about nails because they're used a lot in, like, voodoo rituals.
Yeah.
And if you take nails from Bodhi, ooh, no bueno.
No bueno, yeah. Guys.
No bueno, guys. But, yes, don't take anything from Bodhi. You will be cursed. People have had, like, apparitions and voices and things being moved and just all around bad luck. So,
yeah.
Traveler's Guide.
I think it's really interesting to just, like, know that we live... I mean, we don't live close to it, but we actually went to Bodie. Me and Jessica and our family went to Bodie. And I remember, like, as we were leaving, I think... I don't know what happened, but, like, was it the tire that went out? Or someone spilled soda or something like that? Like, the soda popped or something like that?
Yeah, as I think we were leaving. Soda.
Yeah, and we were like, oh, my God, who took something? Put it back!
Yeah, I was traumatized.
Now me and Jessica just take lanterns from cemeteries. So
we didn't take it. We asked nicely, right?
We asked the ghost if we could have the lantern that they were throwing in the trash at the cemetery.
Did we share this story?
I don't know. I know we shared it on Instagram.
That's a nice point to end off on. Let's share the story and then we'll end.
Okay, so
you guys hung around this long. Here's a bonus content.
Some bonus content.
So the story goes that we went to this old ass cemetery that was located in like the hills of this town, and it wasn't too far off, but like we were able to drive and get up there, and it has a rumor that it has its own gravity hill. I know there's like a bunch of different locations around like America that this phenomenon happens. Basically, you put your car in, I think it's like neutral, on a hill, and it ends up going up the hill like something's pushing it rather than going down. So that was right next to the cemetery that we went to. So in this cemetery, we were looking around, and on the back side of the cemetery, because it's pretty old, you could see probably from end to end, there was these big like dumpster truck hookups where people were just throwing away the stuff that was set on the tombstones. So for those of you who don't know, if you leave like gifts or toys or flowers on a tombstone or in a graveyard, they come by and they clean it, I think, every couple of weeks, and they toss everything out. And so Brittany and I were walking, and it was nuts. They had open burial vaults, which are these big cement things that they put coffins in to protect them. They just had them open. I guess they were dug up for like relocation or something, and it was horrible to see like the condition that it was in. But we went and we saw this old spooky ass looking lantern, and it was just like tossed, like it was trash, but it was beautiful. And we went and we like kind of snuck it and ran back to our car because we were saving it. It was gonna go to the trash, and hey, mad respect to the family that left it there. That was such a nice gift. And I mean, it was interesting. So we went, we took care of it, gave it to my mom, who like has a bunch of spooky stuff in her house. Halloween literally every day of the year in that house. But yeah, weird shit happened just for a day after that. And for me, I remember going to bed that night and being like, whatever, I'll be fine. I remember waking up in the middle of the night and like hearing talking. And I was like, okay, it's my dog snoring. Because sometimes I like hear it and I'm like, oh shit, what was that? Like when I'm like half awake. And I listened to it more, and it sounded like a woman speaking. I don't know, it sounded like Chinese or something like that. Like eloquent language, like it sounded like it was like Asian in origin. I remember thinking like, that's really weird, like I live in an apartment building, maybe I'm hearing it from somewhere. And I was like, okay, whatever, and I went back to sleep.
That night I had woken up in the middle of the night, and I freaking saw this, she looked Asian or of Asian descent, and she was sitting on the counter of my sister's apartment or her little house or whatever. And so I look at her and I just see her sitting there, and it was the creepiest thing. And I closed my eyes and I was like, I'm just gonna go back to sleep. And I completely ignored it. I was like, I'm not dealing with it. And then me and Jessica ended up getting lunch, or was it breakfast or lunch?
I don't know, but I remember eating and it was good.
we got some food the next day, and I told her about it, and she was like, yo, you experienced that. I heard someone talking in, I think it was Chinese. It was freaking trippy. It was a trippy, weird coincidence, or maybe we took the lantern of some Asian family. I don't know. It was really creepy
though. I don't know. I'm open to explanations, but I remember just when you told me that, I was like, don't lie to me, Brittany. Don't lie to me. How'd you get in my head? Because no, I saw something too. Yeah. So, awesome story to leave off on. If you guys have any similar stories, not that I condone, like, not that I think you should take things that aren't yours, but any spooky objects you have or have been in your family that...
Let us know.
Yeah, weird shit has happened, tell us. But that's a good point to end. Any last words, Britt?
Yeah. No, everything's good on my end. Just thank you, everyone, once again for, like, all the support. We really appreciate it. Feel free to leave us a review on iTunes. Follow us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We do a lot of updates there. We have actually some really good content on Instagram. I know because I was just on it today. And I love our Instagram. Everyone's really nice on there. You guys are amazing. Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
But yeah, go ahead and if you guys want to check out our Patreon as well. That's where we release some bonus episodes and stuff like that. And if you subscribe to there, we can give you guys some cool pens or something like that. I don't know. It's in the works, guys. But thank you so much for our cursed episode.
Thanks, guys.
Stay spooky, guys.
Bye.
Bye.